Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, authorities are investigating a possible second hornet's nest in Ireland, again in the Cork area. And this all follows on from the discovery of one in Cork City last week, which we were talking about on the programme, when attempts were being made to take that nest out of commission. John Kelly is the Invasive Species Programme Manager at the National Biodiversity Data Centre, and he's on the line now. John, it's good to talk to you again. Good morning.
Good morning, Claire. Good to talk to you again.
So what can you tell us about this possible, we should say at this stage, second hornet's nest?
Yep, it's not confirmed yet, but here at the National Biodiversity Data Centre, we received a report from a member of the public of Asian hornet to the southeast of Cork City. Following that, we alerted National Parks and Wildlife Service of this, and then their ranger team went out very quickly to set up some bait stations and to set up some traps in the area to just see what's going on. As a result of that effort, we captured another individual hornet in the area. So we are now following the exact same plan that we put in place for Cork City to monitor the area. And we will soon begin the tracking of hornets to see if there is a nest in that general area.
Okay, now when we spoke to you last week, you were just coming into the area and your colleagues were working away on that nest that had been found.
Yes.
And confirmed. So that was dealt with, was it?
We are in the operational phase for that project right now.
Okay.
So we're working through all of that.
It could be that these hornets that have been spotted are sort of strays from that nest. Is that potentially an answer?
It is potentially an answer, but it's a low probability. I mean, I know in Cork there was winds from, I believe it was from the northwest over the weekend. So there is a small possibility that the winds blew hornets off course, but that's not what we think is going on in the area. So, but I can't give you certainty today.
No, that's fine. Fine. But your suspicion is that there may be a second nest here.
Yes, that is our suspicion, but we will respond until we know exactly what's going on, mm-hmm. And we've dealt with whatever is happening on the ground.
So this guy that you have trapped now, he will be tagged in the way the previous ones were, and you explained about putting the silver paper on the foot.
Actually, that particular individual will end up going for genetic sequencing. So he is no longer alive. She is no longer alive.
No longer with us.
So we will find a new, if there is a nest in the area, we will be able to find new individuals relatively quickly. And yes, we will try the tinsel tagging methods. We're also going to try to bring new technology into the area as well to speed up the time it takes us to find the nest.
And can you tell us about that new technology, John?
Well, it's something that has been tried elsewhere. So it's obviously been tried in England. It's been tried in Europe. And this is the first time we will be able to work it in Ireland. So we want to see if it succeeds first here. And then I'll be able to give you more detail.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to see it myself in person later today and tomorrow again. So after that, I'll give you a little bit more detail.
Okay, that's fair enough. So for now, you're using the traditional baiting methods. And
yeah.
I think you explained
yes.
this to us the last time, but it might be no harm just to go through it again, how it works.
Yeah. So we set up very, very simple trays. They're usually lunch boxes, and then we bait them. We put down some tissues, and then we put some rocks and some leaves into them. And then we bait them with carbohydrate or sugary-based solutions. And then beside that, we set up another tray, and we bait that with a protein-based meat. So we can either use chicken that's a little bit past its sell-by date, or even fish, because hornets are attracted to the sugary solution or indeed the protein-based food source. And once a hornet flies in, our team, we're able to all go in a controlled way. And once the hornet's settled, we're able to mark it with a little marker pen or a little bit of ink. And then we watch which direction that hornet flies off. And then from that, we're able to say, the nest is most likely in that direction. We also time its return to us. And say if it's gone for 5 minutes, well, there's a rule of thumb that that's probably 500 meters away. So for every minute, there's a rule, it's about 100 meters away from us. And we, through that mechanism, we'll work our way to the nest.
So then once that hornet comes back, have you got people on Shanks Mare walking 500 metres or 400 metres in a certain direction, just with their eyes peeled, looking for the nest?
Yes. Basically, once you get very close to the nest, then it's about really honing, using your eyes. We had a great team down there in the for the cork nest. They found it in very thick vegetation, and it just really is keeping your eyes peeled, looking for the nest. We can use the method of tagging them with tinsel, as you mentioned as well,
yeah.
And that helps us track it. So you can imagine seeing something shiny flying into a nest. You're able to track it a bit easier. But usually these nests are in dense vegetation, so they can obstruct your view. So it really is, it's down to the human eye for the last few metres as well to locate the exact location.
Yeah, as I understand it from our last conversation, you're in a bit of a race against time. Is that right? Because the queens, if they get out and leave the nests and establish a new nest, then that'll put us in a much more difficult position with all of this.
Yes, we, like with every species, there's a annual life cycle to consider. But we do know that we are treating this with the urgency. But I will say that based on the data that we have received from our colleagues in England, they're not seeing that the queens, immature queens, are being released from the nest at this time of year. So we think that in Ireland, with our climate being a little bit colder than the south, southeast of England, that we will be slightly behind that. So we are in a race against time, but we do have enough time in our hands to manage this situation.
How much time do you think you have? When do you reckon those queens will be heading out?
I think it's quite possible that they will start emerging over the next couple of, any time after the next couple of weeks, mm-hmm. really. That's when my risk awareness for that goes up.
Okay.
And then, but again, it still means that we can control the nest as well. So we will monitor. This is the great thing about following the science. So the National Museum of Ireland have agreed to take the nests, any nest that we find over this period, and they will then be able to dissect that nest and then tell us at what life stages they were. And from that information, we will be able to go, this is what's happening in the Irish environment for this new species that has never been here before.
Mm-hmm. You gave us a great description of the nest the last time you were on. I think you said it was like an old football, almost like the inside of a football.
Yes.
And people might have seen it on the news coverage or online since then.
Yep.
How long does it take them to build that nest?
We don't know exactly in the Irish climate, so I can give you generalizations from elsewhere. But the queens, they overwinter kind of in secure places. Could be in pottery, it could be in wood, it could be, yeah, they find a safe place to overwinter. And then they will start to emerge probably around March, April. And from that, they build an embryo nest where the queen lays, let's say, about 10 eggs, and they mature. The queen is feeding those and looking after those. But once that initial batch matures, the queen then stays in the nest, and her workers go off and feed her and look after her while she lays the eggs. And then after that, we call it a primary nest. And that stage will last probably up to the end of July. And then in which case they will probably start building the secondary nest. Mm-hmm. There is a little bit of overlap between the primary and secondary nest, and we don't need to go into that level of detail, but that gives you a kind of feel. So we're in the secondary nest phase now. And then from that, more workers are emerging. Then she will start laying these, what we call immature queens, where they're not unmated, producing males as well. Those immature queens and the males leave the nest and they will mate elsewhere. And then the mated queens will then go on to hibernate over winter again.
Mm-hmm. A listener would like to know, do they nest in attics as well, or cow sheds and not just trees?
It is quite possible that they could nest in attics or cow sheds, But at this point in the invasion, I think it's a bit unlikely at this point in the invasion. So the evidence from England, where they're a little bit further along in the invasion, is they nest in trees generally. So I don't think we'll see cases of that anytime soon
right.
in Ireland.
But you did call it an invasion. It is an invasion, is it?
They are an invasive non-native yeah. species, and they are spreading all over the continent of Europe. And we will expect a number of incursions into Ireland over the coming years, and we will respond to those.
And do you expect, or have you had any other reports of sightings of them, or is it just this one that you're dealing with and the one we had last week?
We do have one sighting from Dublin City, West Dublin City, but that is one individual. And what we believe is happening there right now, and this is our best evidence because we're not getting any reports in from the public with photographs that we can verify, and our monitoring network is not picking up any hornets in the area as well. We're leaning towards the fact that is a single individual that may have got access to Ireland over a ship, but we will not be able to give you certainty.
But you're not in doubt, John. It sounds that is a hornet that was spotted in West Dublin.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, but what you need to figure out is, is it a single hornet flying around, might have got lost, or does he have friends?
In the early stages of the invasion in England, they had a lot. They had a number of hornets coming in on ferries and on boats, and they were just individual workers.
Yes.
And they have no hope of ever establishing a population. And this particular, I don't want to go into the biology of it, but it was a sterile individual that we were able to tell from the photographs. So we know that individual has no hope of ever forming its own population. Mm-hmm. We don't have any evidence of a nest in the area, and we're just going to keep working through that until we are certain that there's no nest in the area.
Okay.
But if a nest is in the area, we will respond accordingly.
Okay, and just remind us now, you want people to get in touch if they spot them and send you photographs, and how do they do that?
Yes, so on invasives.ie, there's a little link on the right-hand side where people can report sightings to us. We do require a photograph because we do get a lot of reports that turn out to be just wasps. So if people could try to take a photograph and submit that to us,
yes,
that would
you need
really
to
help our efforts.
Okay,
yes.
John, thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll talk again as this goes on. That's John Kelly, who's the Invasive Species Programme Manager at the National Biodiversity Data Centre. Invasives.ie. If you're in Dublin West or elsewhere and you think you've seen a hornet, take a picture of it. Get on to invasives.ie and let them know, and let us know as well. 0870 32 32 32.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.